This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The Director General of the World Health Organization warned Friday that a premature lifting of restrictions by countries to fight the coronavirus outbreak could spark a deadly resurgence. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the WHO wanted to see restrictions lifted as much as anybody, but warned the way down can be as dangerous as the way up if not managed properly.
Lifting restrictions too quickly could lead to a deadly resurgence. The way down can be as dangerous as the way up if not managed properly.
The WHO Director General stressed he hoped the pandemic would make countries assess their health care systems, even those who claim to have the strongest. President Donald Trump sent out an Easter message from the Oval Office Friday as Christians around the world are encouraged not to gather for the holiday amid the coronavirus pandemic. The president said, though families will not be able to gather together as they normally would, they can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God.
I ask all Americans to pray that God will heal our nation, to bring comfort to those who are grieving, to give strength to the doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers, to restore health to the sick, and to renew the hope in every person who is suffering.
More than 473,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19 in the United States. More than 17,000 have died. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. South Korean officials on Friday reported 91 patients thought cleared of the new coronavirus had tested positive again. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
Korea's Center for Disease Control and Prevention have said that the virus may have been reactivated rather than the patients being reinfected. But authorities say it remains unclear what is behind the trend and that investigations are still underway. Some experts have suggested that false test results could also be at fault, but may not be infectious or of danger to the host or others. But the prospect of people being reinfected with the virus is of international concern. Many countries are hoping and relying on infected populations developing sufficient immunity to prevent a resurgence of the virus. South Korea on Friday reported its lowest number of new infections after daily cases peaked at more than 900 in late February, and the death toll rose to at least 211.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Ever since France reported the first coronavirus cases on the continent, Europe has continued to fight the outbreak of the disease, which has infected many thousands of doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers. But as AP's Karen Chamas reports, it hasn't stopped many of them from going from their sick beds back to the front line.
Aurélie Gouel is an ICU doctor at Bichat Hospital in Paris. She spent a week recovering from the virus before heading straight back to the hospital.
I have kids, I have a family, but the place I belong to right now is the hospital because I have to take care of the patients.
As scientists race to unravel the new coronavirus mysteries, as yet unsure of how resistant people become to reinfection after exposure, health workers hope that those among them who recovered and are returning to hospitals are now armed with not only a deeper, more personal understanding of the virus, but also with some degree of immunity. The head of ICU at Gouel's hospital, Philippe Montravert, explains.
It's a bit like what happened in the First World War. People were wounded and came back to the battlefield.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Nearly a year after fire devastated Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, the city's archbishop held a small ceremony there to mark Good Friday. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, he prayed that Easter's message of rebirth might bring comfort to a country stricken by the coronavirus pandemic.
Wearing hard hats with their clerical robes, only seven people, including Paris Archbishop Michel Le Petit, attended the solemn service, as many more watched on television at home. It was only the second service to have been held in the iconic cathedral since the April 15 fire. President Emmanuel Macron has set a target of 5 years for restoring Notre Dame. But restoration work has been put on hold following the lockdown that began in France on March 17.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.